Wait, no. Get a mic.
We have an explosive episode coming up. How China considers us a paper tiger. And all of our media, including not just the Mockingbird establishment legacy media, but all of the YouTube talking heads, BitChute, TikTok, I mean, it doesn't really matter. You name the platform. All of those people are considered useful idiots in the name of China. So stay tuned. We've got a lot coming up in this episode, and you do not want to miss it. John Fitzgerald Kennedy, our 35th president, went against the establishment of the time. Now, we can argue his party affiliation, but does that really matter at this point in time, as they have shifted their position so many times in between that what does the party affiliation really mean at this point? As a matter of fact, both Reagan and Trump were Democrats before they left the party to become Republicans and nominated for the Republican Party nomination and became president. And both of them stated, I didn't leave my party, the party left me. However, are we to believe that, or to believe that there really was never any opposition from the right? And at all times, the left had to supplement the right with adequate leadership to fulfill their indoctrination process of what they were to ultimately achieve and move forward within our country, the United States of America. Welcome, my friends. You are listening to Musicians, Politicians, Magicians. I am your host, Mark Christopher Garrett. Here we talk about how politicians and government in general uses music, sound, media in general. When I use the word music, I use it interpretively with media as to how they weave and indoctrinate a web of frequencies, right? Music as frequencies, music as color, frequencies, right? And the media becomes that indoctrination process as to which we all listen to, we all subjugate around, and becomes talking points at the water jug at our offices. So here we all are talking about paper tigers, the way China thinks about us, right? China, Russia, all of our adversaries that the two-party dictatorship, the duopoly monopoly keeps stating. And trying to remember, why are, even if the two parties are against each other, let me ask you this, why are they so hell-bent on making Americans divided? Why not keep Americans united while still working towards a goal, even though we come from it from different angles? So that right there tells you that their ultimate goal is to separate us, to divide us, to get us to hate one another. And that goes against the preamble of the Constitution, right? And this is very important, and we're going to raise legal precedent on this matter. I can't get into a lot of that right now, but keep your heads tuned, because remember, as legal issues work, one step leads to the second step leads to the third step, and without the preamble, there is no other parts to the Constitution that matter. Anyway, China thinks of us as a paper tiger, and all of the establishment legacy media and those that are even YouTubers, such as, let's say, the Daily Wires, the Crowders, I really don't want to get into names here, but you know them all. I mean, come on, Shapiro's, Tucker Carlson's, all the above, Patrick Pet David, and Valuetainment, and all of those guys over there. All these people, I hate that. I love them all. I've listened to them all. I admire them all. And they have such great positions on all of these things. But what they don't understand is they are being used by China. They are useful idiots. And this pains me, because I know they all mean well. I have a huge admiration for Patrick Pet David. A huge admiration. I mean, that guy can recite, I mean, statistics out of his je ne sais quoi, right? And same thing with little Shapiro, little vampire little looking guy, right? I mean, look at this guy. It's amazing what he does. And everyone else at Daily Wire. I don't want to get into all the names. I respect all of them. Candace Owens. Oh, good God. There's just so many of them. But here's the thing, guys. They get caught up in a point-counterpoint situation, and they're justifying a lie that was never intended to be argued to begin with. In other words, if two kids are arguing to their parents, you're a parent, and you have a son and a daughter, or two daughters or two sons, whatever you want to call them. Like, we'll get into that discussion later. You have two kids, and they come to you, and one is saying, "Mama, mama, mama, mama," or "Daddy, daddy, daddy," whatever. Again, I don't want to get into that discussion. That's a topic for another one. But they're arguing with you. One says Santa Claus had a green outfit. The other one says Santa Claus had a red outfit. Okay? That's the premise of the discussion. And you're sitting there in your mind going, "Oh my gosh, how can I answer this when I myself know that Santa Claus itself, in the terms of how they're speaking, does not exist? But yet I have to give an answer based on whether his outfit is green or red." So the two political parties, the duopoly monopoly, the Republicans, the Democrats, and for all practical purposes, all the other third parties, right? The Green Party, the Libertarian Party, all these other ones that are actually tied to the first two, right? And they're all doing that. They're playing monkey in the middle with we the people. And they're disguising the issue because it has nothing to do with whether the outfit is green or whether the outfit is red. Santa Claus in this capacity does not exist. But these entities will not come clean with that. So therefore, this is what I'm saying. All of these talking heads on YouTube, all of these talking heads on legacy media, which they are actually following a script. And so that is a huge difference, right? When you go to YouTube and BitChute and all these other third-party entities, and you're listening to all these fourth-party entities talking, they're speaking their mind. They really are speaking their mind. But their mind is based on a lie. It is based on the fact that either the outfit is red or the outfit is green, never knowing that Santa Claus did not exist at all. See where I'm going with this? I'm not calling these people useful idiots because they're idiots. No, these are very intelligent people. They've done their research. One went and did all the research and said, "No, I've done everything. The outfit is absolutely red. Everywhere I go, it's red. I've done it no matter where, how far back you go. The outfit is red. It's got to be red. I don't care what you say. It's red." And then the other one says, "But it's green because the Grinch, and they did the green, and then after that it was green, and so therefore it's green." Yes, but history says blah, 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 blah. And you're sitting there going in your head, "Yes, but in context of this whole matter," not going to historical of how it all started, I'm not going there. I'm talking about in the context of how we dictate it to our kids now about reality or not. It does not exist. So when they're debating something that does not exist, but they're playing you like a fool, like it does exist, then who's playing who? This is a matter that we all need to consider, because are we tricking ourselves or are they tricking us? Why do we keep voting the two parties back into power if we know they keep us? Did that feel good to you? It didn't feel good to me. If you are hearing this message, then you are now part of the cause. Join our newsletter now, UnitedStatesNation.us. Okay, so getting back to John Fitzgerald Kennedy, our 35th president. Now, let's talk about what he has that's very well happened. He had a very brutal and visual death that happened in front of everyone. The media, to this day, is still talking about it, right? Very in front of your face, very brutal, very everything. They wanted to make sure that everyone saw it. Everyone knew what was going to happen. If you go against us, this is what happens to you. Make no mistake. Do not go against me. Do not go against my own. This is what will happen to you. Now, 35-45, 35-45, 35-45. The 45th president, Donald J. Trump, went against the system. Guess what happened? You go against this. This is what happens to you. You go against us. This is what happens to you. You go against the establishment. This is what happens to you. 35-45. So this is what I'm talking about. Everything that is happening with Donald Trump is not supposed to be about a murder, which is what they used with Kennedy. They threatened people back in the day with, you go against us, this is what's going to happen to you. We will murder you. You will be dead. But that's kind of hard to get away with a bunch of people, right? They can't really cover that up. So it's a good threat, but overall, doesn't really play out in the real world. However, look at what they're doing to Donald J. Trump. Massacring him, his businesses, his family, everything about him within the law, lawfare, media fair, everything is going against him. However, everyone that knows that all of these are frivolous, out of the arsenine, lawsuits that make no effing sense. And when you break it all down, they'll probably all be overturned in Supreme Court unless we figure out they're just as corrupt as the ones filing these motions. However, that's not my point. Here's my point. It's meant to be visual and brutal. You are supposed to witness this. You are supposed to see this. You are supposed to see the demise of the American entrepreneur right in front of your very eyes, and how there is nothing anyone can do about it. They took away football, an American pastime. They took away baseball, an American pastime. They took away Cub Scouts, an American pastime. They took away Nike, an American pastime. They took away Bud Light, an American pastime. They're taking away all of our American pastimes in the way of wokeness, and you guys are falling to it and promoting it. Therefore, I call all of you out as useful idiots. Prove me not. Prove me not. Prove me not. How are you guys not helping orchestrate this, laughing all along the way? Oh, look at all these TikTokers. Oh, they believe in this. You're promoting it. You're expanding it. I never would have known about half of this stuff had it not been for the right wingers going, look at what the left is doing. We're over it. But here's my main point. There is no longer a debate between the left, the right. Like I said, that ping pong game, that monkey in the middle game, we can no longer win. Right now it's about indoctrination. They're letting everyone know. This is the way it's going to go down. You will do like this or else this will happen to you. It started with Alex Jones, by the way. Everyone still laughs at him, but when you really look at what happened and what they really got him for and what he really did, seriously. And I'm no fan of Alex Jones and I'm no fan of Donald Trump and I voted for Obama. So everyone can F off. I've got papers from Obama that he sent me thanking him for what I did for him. And he turned on us because nothing he promised us he did once he got in office. Nothing. And he was supposed to be the vote of change. The establishment gets to everybody. They blackmail them. The two-party dictatorship, the duopoly monopoly has a stranglehold. You want to talk about the deep state? It's the two-party dictatorship. They keep talking about, oh, the Fed has never been audited. Well, how about the Republicans? How about the Democrats? Have they been audited? Aren't those actually corporations in disguise? All right, guys, that's a lot to think about for today, and I'm sick and tired of everyone arguing against the government. Our government is like a gun. Guns don't shoot people. People shoot people. Our government did not do anything to you or to any foreigner. The two-party dictatorship, the duopoly monopoly has done it to all of us, and it's time we rose up using the proper Constitution and its legal values, which are just as warranted today as it was when it was written. They're not outdated. Contrary to what anyone is trying to tell you, they are not outdated. And I can prove that. They're hiding everything from you. It's a lie. It's a disguise. They want to retain the power to themselves, bring in more power for themselves through the power of your tax dollars, giving them dollar benefit in their pocketbooks. This is not illusion. This is not conspiracy. We've got the receipts. Stay tuned. You're listening to Rock Duck Radio. Musicians, politicians, magicians.